This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 497, Serious Student Mistakes with TV Series.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll learn the surprising differences in English vocabulary describing TV shows and movies so you don't make these mistakes on your next exam.
Hey Jessica, how's it going?
It's going well. There's a bit of a buzzing outside.
Is that a bee in your ear?
No! I feel like there's an enormous mosquito, like, at my window. No, it's just, I don't know what landscapers are doing something outside. No worries. The microphone's not picking it up. I get to record today and gaze at my lovely Christmas tree, so I feel good.
That's very cool. Christmas is coming, so get ready.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Is that a song? I think that's a song.
That sounds about right. That's awesome.
We were listening to Christmas music all weekend.
So oh, wow.
We Christmased it up. How do you feel about Christmas music, Lindsay? Does it get annoying after a while?
Well, I like it. You know, it always brings back good memories for me when I hear it on the radio. I don't want to hear it all year long, for sure. But my favorite Christmas song is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. I love that one. Who doesn't love that? Yeah, no, everybody loves that song, I thought.
That's so funny. I don't know. It's something about Mariah Carey, just as a person, is not Christmassy to me.
No.
That's a great song. It's a great song. But I'm more like, my heart is more warmed by, you know, like Bing Crosby or Nat King Cole or these sort of, you know, like old-timey Christmas things.
That's okay. We can all have our own likes and dislikes. That's okay.
That's funny. I love that that's your favorite. Christmas song. I love that a lot. Okay. So we got an interesting question from a student in our course in our closed Facebook group. And again, guys, like she like just asked this question 3 hours ago, and I'm going to get back to her as soon as we finish this episode. So she can ask me anything and get an IELTS answer in like the same day, which is amazing. Only students in our course in the Facebook group get that. But it's a really good question, and I think a lot of you guys out there are making this vocab mistake without even knowing it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, this is one of those things that we have to point out to you guys because we've heard the mistakes over and over teaching ESL, right?
Yep.
And this is time to just, we might surprise you guys a little bit here today. We'll see.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. She says, so what is the difference between the words series and TV show? Is Friends a series or a TV show? What about Jane Eyre? It consists of 4 episodes. Thanks. Good question. And this, you know, I think a lot of students just sort of assume this is like easier vocab. What they're saying must be correct. Because talking about TV and movies, you know, it's easy, something we do a lot. But guys, I think you're going to be surprised. We have more specific words for this stuff in English than you might suspect.
Yeah. And I don't even know, though, if natives really articulate. I mean, I tend to just use the term TV show for a lot of things. Like, do you use the term series very much, Jessica, yourself?
I do. I do because especially sort of, let's see, like highbrow, bingeable stuff. I might say series because it sounds like, you know.
Yeah. Like a House of Cards or something.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Or like a Marvel series. I just finished an amazing show, guys, called The Night Manager. It's a BBC series, but it was also in the States. It's on Amazon Prime. Anyway. anyway, so something like that with like British accents, I would say, oh, I just finished a series.
Okay. So would you say that TV show is often like the more umbrella term then in that case? And series is more specific, a little more niche based, maybe?
I think so. What I think it is actually is I think the misunderstanding from non-native speakers is that if I say TV show, then you must watch it on a TV. Mm-hmm. And that is not how we use it, guys. I mean, that's where it comes from because we didn't always have computers, but that's not the way we use it today. But I think, yeah, like I would say TV show if I know it's also broadcast on TV, but even if I'm watching it online, I would still say TV show, but if I know it's only streaming online, like it's a Netflix show or it's an Amazon Prime show, I think I would say series or program.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting. Okay. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So just beware, guys, because this does come up in speaking part one, and I know this misunderstanding has happened on the test. If the examiner says, what is your favorite TV show or what TV programs do you enjoy watching, which does happen, guys, in part one, don't say, oh, I don't watch TV. I only look at stuff on my computer. Don't say that because I guarantee you, if you watch stuff in English, you're watching TV shows, even if it's not on TV.
Yeah, that would be such a waste to lose that question, essentially.
Yeah.
And you say, I don't watch TV. So what do you say?
That is frustrating when someone answers that way because examiners can't like correct you. Like examiners can't say, no, no, no. Like the computer's fine. Examiners can't say that. Examiners just have to bite their tongue and move to the next question.
Oh,
so like they're not going to help you. So this is important, guys. So TV show or TV program, I think program is more British English in this case. It also is just a series, any TV series. So a series is when there are a lot of episodes of something in a season, right? Mm-hmm. So a series is, let's see, it would be, I would say like 6 to 23 episodes within one season is what I've seen. Hello and happy holidays, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to commit to your next IELTS goal, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System and learn all the strategies for success. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
And what would you call a mini series? Just fewer episodes then?
Exactly. This is funny. My friend Sandra and I have this like ongoing debate about the definition of miniseries. So we really do. She's my movie friend. That's all we talk about. So a miniseries is something that I would say like 3 to 6 episodes would be a miniseries. And they're traditionally at least an hour. And there are some miniseries that are like each episode is movie length. Like there's a series on Netflix called Wallander with Sir Kenneth Branagh. And each episode is like, it's seriously like almost 2 hours.
Wow.
But I would say if it's like, 3 to 6 episodes would be a mini series.
Okay. So it's our responsibility to get straight on this vocabulary right before we go into the test. I mean, we can't rely on the examiner to correct us and move us backwards and say, no, go in this direction. It's not going to happen. We have to be ready for this.
Exactly. And guys, remember also, like, don't make an assumption like that, like, oh, I just don't do that. I don't watch that. You could ask. You could be like, is it okay if I describe something on Netflix? And then the examiner would nod their head and then you could keep talking.
Right.
So you could still like ask for clarification. It's always better than just making an assumption and giving a one sentence answer.
Yeah. Don't think that it makes you exempt from the answer. If you don't.
Right.
That
exactly.
might be what people are thinking. I don't know. Like, oh, I don't have to
That's
answer
true.
This because I don't watch TV. No.
That's a good point. Yeah, exactly. Some candidates in the past have been like, no, I don't like TV. Can you ask me about another topic? No.
No.
The examiner cannot. You have to talk. It's a speaking test. You have to speak. So say something. Okay, so I think like the final sort of vocab note here, guys, is how do we define the terms movie and drama? Because we've noticed in our many years of teaching teaching English that students confuse these terms, movie, drama, TV show, series. So how are they different?
Mm. Well, when I think of it from my own perspective, I think of drama as a category of a movie, right? Of a film. So,
exactly.
You know, you have movies and films. You can have comedies, dramas. You can have horror, which you like, Jessica, right? So it's a subcategory. It's not... It's not in, in exchange for it's not a TV show. I mean, the way I look at it. What about you, Jessica?
Exactly. It's a genre, you guys. And I understand, I think, like historically, this term would be used to describe any play acting, right? Like any category of a performance. Yep. But that's, it hasn't been used that way. It may be a century, you guys. So that's not the way we use it today. Today, a drama is a specific genre describing a story that is serious, right? So you could have a drama or a comedy or a romance. These are all just describing the type of story.
Exactly. I mean, so today's episode is so that you guys can make tiny little adjustments in the way you're talking about entertainment, and also to understand that in the exam, the examiner is not going to tell you how this is done. You are going to need to speak. You're not exempt from any question.
Exactly. Exactly. So last little note here, guys, a movie. Now, you may know this, but a lot of students don't. A movie is something you go to the cinema to see, okay? Like, it's going to be an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it's self-contained. It's not like a, you're not going to watch, like, 4 to 6 of these in an evening and have the story or plot continue from one to the other. It's a, it's just something you go to the movie theater to see. Just think of it like that.
Yeah. Unless there's a sequel, but that's a different thing. You're going to,
I know. That's where I started. That's why I cut my definition off, because I'm like, oh, well, there's also like 1,000 Star Wars movies.
Right.
I think we just have to say this, just you go to the movies. That's what it is. okay, so just last little bonus for you guys. Lindsay and I are going to do a sample part one answer about our favorite TV show. So, okay.
All right,
Lindsay, here we go. Yes. What is your favorite TV show?
Okay, so these days, my favorite show is, well, historically, my favorite show has been Seinfeld. I really have always enjoyed Seinfeld because I love seeing New York from that insider's 1990s perspective. And I just enjoy the characters so much. Seinfeld was hilarious. All the characters on there, especially Kramer, the way he flew inside the door, his notorious entrance into Jerry's apartment was classic. And it can never be repeated in any other TV show. So that's why it's my favorite.
So good, guys. So much good vocabulary. Notorious. Yeah. I love that word. But there's no way there's no way Lindsay could have provided those amazing specific adjectives and nouns unless she gave details, right? So that's the key. Guys, come back to the blog post. I will put some of that amazing vocab in the article. This is episode 497. Yep. So come back to the blog post and I'll put all this amazing vocab in there.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, you ask me now.
Okay, so here we go. Jessica, what's your favorite TV show?
Oh my God, I love TV shows and series. I'm a huge pop culture vulture. So my most recent binge-worthy show was called The Night Manager. It stars Hugh Laurie and Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston is one of my movie crushes. He also plays Loki in the Avengers and Thor movies. It's about an arms dealer, a British arms dealer. Hugh Laurie is super evil. And it's just this amazing, thrilling crime drama that takes you all over the world to beautiful locations with beautiful people like Tom Hiddleston. So I would highly recommend it to anyone.
I love it. Fantastic. I love it. And the enthusiasm, right? I mean, we've talked on this show about how important your tone of voice is for your pronunciation score, right? Just looking alive, feeling alive during the test is important. And that's when someone asks you about your favorite anything, it's an opportunity to show enthusiasm in your voice.
That's a really good point, guys. That's a trigger. This happens every speaking part one exam. You're going to be asked about your favorite something or what you enjoy something. That's your cue, right? That's your trigger to sound alive.
Yeah, don't waste it. Don't waste that opportunity by saying, I don't watch this, I don't do that. Okay, guys, get on the right side of the examiner.
Yes.
And then you'll get your 7 or higher. Very cool.
Exactly. All right, awesome. Well, Lindsay, this has been a pleasure, and I will Spock and Teek. I mixed up those two words.
Is that
I will
English? Talk to you.
I will talk to you next week.
All right, sounds like a good plan. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.